Good morning from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Reggie Aki. Here's what's happening now in the news. After a whirlwind of galas surrounding his inauguration, Barack Obama begins his first full day as president. Obama's expected to meet with his economic team to discuss efforts to stimulate the struggling economy. He's also going to sit down with Pentagon officials to discuss plans to have U.S. combat forces out of Iraq in 16 months. President Obama didn't even wait a day to tackle Guantanamo. His administration has ordered a halt to prosecutions for suspected terrorists held at the detention center. Obama ordered the government to suspend prosecutions at Gitmo for 120 days. And during that time, he wants his administration to review the cases of all the suspected terrorists at the camp. We're also going to keep an eye today on Capitol Hill as Senator Hillary Clinton faces a confirmation vote as Secretary of State. Republican Senator John Cornyn, seen here talking with Clinton, delayed the vote on her nomination, saying that he wanted more time to talk about former President Bill Clinton's foundation. Yesterday, the Senate approved six of Obama's cabinet members. Now more on Senator Ted Kennedy. He is expected to be released from a Washington hospital this morning. As you probably heard, he suffered a seizure during the post-inauguration luncheon for President Obama at the Capitol. He was later hospitalized. Doctors say the seizure was brought on by fatigue. The 76-year-old senator is battling brain cancer. He was kept at the hospital overnight for observation. Major concerns now about the U.S. auto industry. These numbers are just out, and Toyota finally overtook GM as the world's biggest automaker in terms of sales for all of last year. That's a title GM has held for nearly eight decades. Even worse than that, a GM executive warns the company will run out of cash by March 31st if it doesn't get that second installment of government funds soon. GM is supposed to get the $5 billion installment within a matter of days. Please stick with us here at CNN.com and CNN.com Live for your updates throughout the day.